ABC Radio Darwin.
I'm Danny, I'm from WA and I've come here for a new start, new family, new life. This is Lakeisha. She's our little 12-week-old.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
And we're here at Osnam House.
We are, which should be called Vinny's Soup Kitchen.
Yeah, you were saying it's got the name doesn't quite sell what it is it?
No. Osman House gives all the homeless somewhere to have breakfast. They put breakfast on, they put lunch on. It gives emergency relief. They do clothes vouchers, Coles vouchers. It's really good.
Tell me about the first time you came here.
We came here, we heard from a homeless bloke that was on the streets saying that we could go and get a feed at Soup Kitchen. So that was all right.
And do you mind me asking, do you live rough or do you live on the streets?
We were living rough at the time. We have a house now, 40-foot caravan, still a roof. We met a fella from here that kind of helped get us a roof over our head, so yeah, kind of helped. Networking.
Now, the ABC is teaming up with Vinny's to do this Christmas drive. People are donating all sorts of stuff. What does Christmas mean to you guys and your family?
Christmas to us, yeah, definitely a new beginning. I can't wait to give this little one her first present.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's good here. These guys have helped us out a lot. They always donate us milk, and I'm pretty sure they're going to give us a cow soon. I mean, this crew, they're only supposed to help you 3 times a year, but they've gone overboard and helped us at least 4 times this year.
So I'm Teresa Kagayo. I'm the center manager, program manager. That's the role. I run this place and I've been here for 2 years and 4 months.
All I've heard is how busy you are. I've caught you while you're having a quick coffee, so I hope you don't mind.
But, no, all good.
Danny was telling me about some of the incredible things that you do here at Osnam House.
Yeah.
If anyone ever wanted to help out and get involved, how could they get involved?
We always look for volunteers, long-term volunteers. So the only thing they need to do is to fill up a form.
Oh, sorry,
Fran,
Josh.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm being an interview with
Fran,
Josh.
Fran Avon has just stepped in. Fran, I'm mid-interview. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Josh. While you're here, Fran, can you tell me why it's called Osnam House?
It's called Osnam House because it's named after the founder of St Vincent de Paul Society. So Frederick Osnam was a gentleman way back in France who saw poverty and he started to do little things to help the poor. And that's where our philosophy of doing good works for the poor has come from.
And I was chatting to Danny outside today and she was saying just how many things come through this building. She can come here for emergency relief, she wants a cup of tea, some milk for her little one, some washing that gets done. It seems like you can do everything here.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, Frederick Osnam's first act of charity was delivering firewood to a widow. And so it is just those little things that we do that can make a difference to people's lives.
There are about 5 or 6 of them that work here each day and they run off their feet. They do a lot for this crew. I mean, this crew do washing. They have washing machines here and they wash the crew's clothes and dry them. You can pick them up that day or the next day. I mean, they don't just do food, they do a lot of other stuff. They have Orange Sky come here, which provides extra showers and extra washing machines as well. I mean, all the staff here are so friendly, bubbly, and just so helpful. It's great. We sit here and socialise mostly. We don't really go out much, so, and it's quick and easy to walk from home.
Tell me about the people you meet.
Oh my gosh, where would you like me to start? A lot of them are taking us in like family. They seem to adopt us, I don't know why.
I think it's a special place where people from all different walks come in and be able to be assisted. And I thought, well, it's something that people need. Why not be part of that great thing?
And now tell me, at Christmas time, it's a very special time for everyone.
Yes, it is.
What happens at Christmas?
So on Christmas Day this year, what we've been doing, so it's a tradition that we do a lunch for clients. We open from 11 to 1:30, so we're holding a lunch for people who don't have families, people who are feeling lonely, and it's open for everyone, for the public.
Oh, anyone can come along.
Anyone can come along. If you want to volunteer, you're welcome. Just give us a call and we can organize. And if anyone is feeling lonely, you don't have any family or you couldn't meet with your family down south, come along and we can celebrate together. Last year we had about 250. attending here for lunch, which was big. So we're expecting more because words are going out. And yeah, we welcome you to come along.
Any Christmas message that you want to give to Darwin?
Merry Christmas, take care. Let's deal with the build-up. And if you have time to volunteer, please give us a call. We really need volunteers this Christmas.
Oh yes, give as much as you can to the people that don't have much and have a nice Christmas.
ABC Radio Darwin.